You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
In an early scene of a film called Siddharth, a poor family from the crowded Malviya Nagar area of New Delhi sent his 12-year-old son Siddharth off for a month's work some 200 miles away at a factory operated by an in-law's distant cousin. 1 month later, when Siddharth should have returned home, Mahendra, his father, is told that he had run away from his workplace 2 weeks earlier. It's the start of an engrossing, multi-layered film by writer-director Richie Mehta about what happens to a family that barely scrapes by on $4 a day when one of its children disappears. Siddharth opens today at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas, and it brings Richie Mehta to our show, along with Tanishtha Chatterjee, who plays the mother. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Richie, isn't your script based on an actual encounter you had with an auto rickshaw driver in Delhi?
Yeah, that's correct.
What happened?
I was in Delhi, and I go often. I'm born in Canada and spend half of my time in India now, and I speak the language. So we were having a conversation, and he asked me if I knew of a place called Dongri. I said, no, I've never heard of that. What is that? And he says, well, I don't know what it is either, but I think that's where my lost son is. I said, what do you mean your lost son? He says, well, I sent my 12-year-old boy to Ludhiana to work in a factory, and I never heard from him again. And I went there, and I've been told he's been taken to a place called Dongri. He's been kidnapped. I don't know where that is, and I can't take any more time off work.
Is Dongri a real place?
Yes, in Mumbai. It's a neighborhood.
You found out because you were able to Google it.
That's right.
But this man wouldn't have been able to do that.
No, and he had been asking for a year for people.
Tanishtha, Mahendra, your husband in the film, is a chainwalla who walks the street with a megaphone calling out for anyone who has a zipper in need of fixing or something like that. I assume that's an even lower paying profession than auto rickshaw driver.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of people like him in New Delhi?
Not many anymore, because it's sort of a dying profession. So Mahendra would be one of the last few, you know, amongst those people, which is why, you know, he's not making that much money.
Well, the contrast between the new India and the old India is quite apparent in a situation like this. But do that many people need their zippers fixed?
Yeah, they do. But I think they go to tailors and shops, most people. And I mean, actually, to be honest, I did not know zipwalas existed till Richie told me about it when we were making this film. And that's when I found out, because, I mean, I never needed to go to a zipwala.
Well, you're actually from another part of India.
No, but I live in Delhi. Yes, my parents live in Delhi and I grew up partly in Delhi.
Are people who live in Delhi aware of this? These people who live very different kinds of lives?
Absolutely. I mean, I think as an Indian, we are constantly encountering this economic disparity day in and day out. You stand at any traffic signal, there'll be people who are just selling magazines or like small things, beggars, women on the streets. So, yeah, any Indian knows the disparity and the two different economic lives, or the five different economic lives that this country sort of lives.
Richie, Mahendra is an uneducated, illiterate man. In fact, so is his wife, uneducated and illiterate. But he earns 250 rupees a day, $4, from which the family is lucky to save 25 rupees, he says. Is that why he sent his 12-year-old son off to work in a factory?
Yeah, I mean, and they've hit hard times. So that's the average of what they would make. And the thing is, like we talked about the profession, we did base it professionally on a colony of zipwalas that we did meet. Mm-hmm. And we asked them on details. What are your expenditures? What do you make? And this is a low time for him, so he needs extra income. They send his boy to work.
When he's asked to describe his son, Sidhu, he replies that he's 12 or 13 years old. He doesn't obviously know. Is he unclear because he's an illiterate man, or might he just be one of those people who doesn't keep track of things?
It doesn't register as an important fact. Remember, he doesn't take a photograph of his kid.
When Mahendra is chastised by a police officer who tells him child labor is against the law, he asks her, why else have a son if not to work for him?
Yeah. Yeah, because see, in India, the we have this bias against the girl child. And a lot of there's a lot of female infanticide because, especially in the poorer parts of India, because families think that a girl child means you have to save money for her dowry and get her married, and she's never going to contribute economically to the family. She's going to go to another family. It's the boy who's going to take care of the older parents and contribute economically and take care of them.
So India is really like two countries these days. There is the new India, the industrialized India, and then there is the India that might be very similar to what it was like 100 years ago.
Absolutely. In fact, a very famous Polish filmmaker had come to a lecture in film school when I was a student at that time, and he traveled across the country and said that this country lives across centuries at the same time. So if you go to a small village, it's still a life what you would find in a developed world probably in the 15th century, but it's still a real life in Indian villages. Mm-hmm. And then in the cities,
this is New Delhi, this is the capital
that's
city.
What I'm saying, in the cities you would see something which is like 150 years back. You'll see lives like that, and then you'll see lives which is like
50
anywhere
years in the future.
Yeah, 50 years in the future, anywhere in the world, like, you know, I could sit in a radio station like this in India talk about the same things. And yeah, so it does live across centuries.
Another contrast is that Sidhu loves to play cricket and all of his friends like to play cricket. That is, in England, that is a wealthy man's sport.
Yes.
Oh, and here it's called gully cricket, which is the street cricket. But
yes.
The kids play it all the time.
And there's something quite beautiful in the last 10 years. A lot of very famous cricketers, stars, have come from very small towns and very humble backgrounds.
Richie, when you heard this story from the auto rickshaw driver, did you immediately think, hey, that's a good idea for a film?
No way. No, my heart broke. And I said, well, what can I do to help this guy? But like I said, he told me he didn't have a photograph. He never took one. He didn't know how to spell his son's name. And when I did the Google search and found Doan Green 5 seconds, I was just thinking about the economics of the situation. And it was about, I couldn't help him. It had been too long.
He didn't have a photograph, as you say, because, well, they do use cell phones.
Yeah, and they
have
cameras.
The only person who knows how to use it is the kids. Yeah. We live in in India, there is that situation that we often see with immigrant families here, mm-hmm. where the children are better educated than their parents.
Yes. Yeah. And because this would be a first generation migrant family. They came from a small village in a rural area, and so their kids were born in the city, and they're more savvy.
In fact, all the adults in their circle hand their phones off to their youngest children because they're the ones who are best educated.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also a character. I mean, my parents didn't know how to use a VCR, and, you know, we would be the ones, the kids, operating it. And I'm sure there'll be a point, you know, when I'm much older, I have children and grandchildren, I'll be, so how do you work this phone?
That's because your parents were born in India even though you were born in Canada?
Probably. Probably.
You have made two films in Hindi.
Yeah.
Amal, now Siddharth. Why aren't you making films in Canada? Not that you shouldn't have made these films. They're very, very, very good.
Thank you. No, I actually am. I actually just finished a science fiction film in Canada, and it's a bit of a genre film and a drama. So I'm
with Gillian Anderson and Haley Joel Osment?
That's right. That's right. So I go back and forth. But I will say, for India, what fascinates me we're talking about the details of India. I don't believe this is particularly an Indian story. This is an economic story, and it could really be in any country.
And an economic story partly because it's about child labor, which is against the law. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of child labor still in India.
There still is. But yeah, it is against the law. Everyone knows it. But like it's shown in the film, that sometimes the people who are actually exploiting it or being exploited, like Mahendra and Suman's family, they're not aware, because when he goes to the police, she says that, do you know it is? And he kind of knows, but he doesn't know the implications.
Now, you were in a British film, Brick Lane. Does this film feel more like a European film than an Indian film? We don't have any singing and dancing in this film.
Actually, nowadays a lot of independent Indian films are sort of in this genre where you don't have song and dance, and they're just telling a story. They're telling various aspects of social realities in India.
Are they as popular as the more traditional Bollywood films?
They're not blockbusters, but they're getting critical acclaim, and they are definitely popular amongst the educated audience.
If anything, Richie, this film has the feel of an Italian realist film like Vittorio De Sica's The Bicycle Thief. Mm-hmm. Were you thinking about that when you were making it?
You know, I wasn't. I mean, it's actually, I love the film. I studied it in film school. I'm very aware of it, and its effect stylistically. But when I did this, I think I just adhered to what I felt the subject matter called for, and it ended up being in I guess a quote unquote neorealist style.
When you're using the noise and the dust of real street locations, with dogs and goats and litter everywhere, how do you avoid Western poverty tourism?
I think a lot of it has to do with staying focused on the character. We're on this character for the entire film, and this is not a destitute character. He's not living on the streets. He's not, you know, he's making, they have, like we said, he has a roof over his head. They actually do have food, and they're not begging. So we stay with him. He has a clean environment. And I think he's a very endearing, compassionate character. So we avoid that whole kind of cliche. And that was very conscious of us.
44,000 Indian children are reported missing each year. Why would Dongri be a logical place to look for one of them?
From the research I did and even from going there, it is a place that has a lot of mythology around it. It's very notorious. There's gangs there. And it's connected to the red light district in Mumbai. There's a lot of this type of activity in that neighborhood.
I don't want to give away the surprise ending, but did you know it was going to be that way from the start?
Yeah, I think it had to be. I wrote the alternate ending just so I could see on paper that it wasn't appropriate for the theme.
It's much more effective this way. Tanista, your career has taken you back and forth. You've been you were in Anna Karenina?
Yes.
So how does that work? Do you just go back and forth between Europe and India?
Yes, actually, till 2011, I was living in London. And end of 2011, I sort of moved back to Mumbai. And yeah, I've been doing back and forth for a number of years now. And I think it's quite interesting because I do see the change between the two worlds all the time.
Richie, Siddhartha is a name known to most Westerners because of Hermann Hesse's book. What does it mean? What does Siddhartha mean?
It has multiple meanings. One of the Sanskrit translations is search for absolute truth, which I thought was very appropriate for this journey.
Well, it's the title of a film by Richie Mehta, starring Rajesh Talang, amazing performance, and Tanishtha Chatterjee, and it opens today at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. Thank you both so much for being on our show.
Pleasure. Thank you for having us.